From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. As the West African nation of Liberia attempts to move on from 14 years of almost constant civil war, a new government is starting to rebuild the shattered capital, Monrovia. United Nations officials and foreign aid workers are flooding into the city. But as NPR's Jason Bobian reports, outside the capital, much of Liberia remains a no-man's land ruled by armed militias.
About 60 miles inland from Monrovia, past the swaying trees of Liberia's rubber plantations, the hills are lined with mud huts housing refugees. The simple one-room structures are topped with white tarps from the United Nations. Tens of thousands of people have sought shelter here from the country's brutal civil war. And despite a declaration of peace in Liberia, the refugees are still coming. David Willakoli arrived at the camp earlier in the day with his wife, four children, and two bags of belongings. His son is unpacking their cooking utensils. Willakoli says rebel soldiers forced them to abandon their house in the remote north of the country.
We have large soya in the bush. There's a lot of things. Our people hacked them with knife, even killed some of them. So we decided to run for a rescue.
2 months after former warlord Charles Taylor went into exile and 1 month after the signing of a truce by all sides in the conflict, Willakoli and others still haven't found peace in Liberia. He says he'll stay at the refugee camp at least until UN troops take control of his village, maybe longer. As peacekeepers spread out from Monrovia, they're slowly gaining control of narrow swaths of the country along the main roads. But there are large parts of Liberia, particularly along the border with Guinea, that aid agencies haven't been able to reach for years. Reports of militias fighting, looting, and harassing civilians trickle back to UN officials in Monrovia on a daily basis. At the E.J. Yancey camp, women gather each day for what amounts to a group therapy session for refugees who've been raped. Alberta Hammer came to this camp in September after she says four soldiers broke into her house and sexually assaulted her.
They grab me. They say you get the money. They naked me. They went out with me. They suffer me. They really suffer me. With my baby laying down crying. Yeah.
Her 18-month-old baby is strapped to her back. He's severely malnourished. His arms are broomstick thin, and his sunken eyes look old and weary. A new power-sharing government was installed in Monrovia last week, but Hammer says it's had no effect yet on her life. And still, she doesn't know when she'll be able to return home.
Because I'm afraid to go back. They saw you in the bush. Yeah, I don't know where I will go back.
And this area is one of the most stable parts of the countryside. It's officially under the control of the central government in Monrovia, and peacekeepers have started to set up positions in the region. Liberia's second largest city, Buchanan, remains under the control of the Modell rebels. The rebels are part of the new government, and they say they'll turn over the port of Buchanan and the rest of their territory to the central authorities as soon as UN troops arrive in the towns they control. Buchanan was the scene of fierce fighting and intense looting in August. Now, most of the businesses are shut. Last week, the fishermen, who were providing one of the last steady supplies of food in the city, went on strike. Papa Cormora is sitting on the beach repairing one of his nets. He says the fishermen refused to launch their canoe-shaped crafts into the Atlantic because the rebels were taking too large a cut of their catch.
It's true, because when you come from fishing, the soldier can come and take about 4 or 5 bags, say for soldier, he carry it.
Cormora says with the rebels taking half his fish, he couldn't even afford to buy gas to put in his outboard motor. After a one-week strike, the rebels agreed to take a smaller portion of the haul, and Cormora and the others went back to work. But there's still not enough food in the war-torn area. Doctors Without Borders set up a center in Buchanan last month to treat starving children. Amanda Weisbaum coordinates the program.
At the moment here, we have 106 children. The sad thing was that when we opened at the middle of September, within 6 working days, we had 160 children within this facility, which is a very, very high number.
The children, some thin from hunger, others bloated by it, live with one of their parents in large communal tents on the compound. Most of the severely malnourished kids are from families that had fled into the bush to escape the fighting. They're just now coming into Buchanan to seek food and medical help. The Doctors Without Borders staff try to get the severely malnourished children back to 85% of their normal body weight within a month. And while most kids respond to the feeding program, they don't all make it.
We had 4 deaths this week, and every single one is tragic.
Liberia's civil war officially ended 2 months ago, but throughout much of the country, the chaos and the suffering caused by the fighting continues. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Buchanan.